Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Gary Pitsford back on the show. As I told you earlier in the hour, Gary and I go back way before I ever started doing a radio show. We were in a former life of mine. He was doing exactly what he's doing right now, and that's helping people with their financial planning. He's one of the great financial planners of this country. I can tell you that because I've seen his leadership over many decades. He's the author of a book called Your Family Business, Your Family Net Worth, and he's our friend, Gary Pitsford. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. It's good to be back with you again. It's good to hear your voice. I hope you're doing great.
We're doing great. And Gary, by the way, folks, is president and CEO of Castle Wealth Advisors. Gary, one of the things that I know that you've been working on a lot lately is something that's a little bit of a phenomenon in the history of this country, and that is the largest generation in America's history is moving into the fourth quarter of their careers and their lives, and we're getting a little long in the tooth talking about the baby boomers. And so for the last year or so, and for the next few years, millions of baby boomer small businesses are going to be either up for or entering the realm of being sold. And you've been helping a lot of your clients with this. Tell us what you've learned.
Well, you're right. There's millions of business owners that have been running their companies for the last 30 to 40 to 50 years. And they're in that 60, 65, 70 age bracket. Maybe some of them are over 70. I work with quite a few people that are 80, 85. I had one guy call me when he was 90 a couple years ago, and he says, I think I'm ready to sell.
that'll be me, Gary.
But our job is to help them work through all the financial part. Our job is to help the owners with, can I afford to retire? You know, how do I sell it? Who do I sell it to? What is my business really worth? You know, I think it's worth millions of dollars, but what's it really worth? What could I sell it for? You know, so we're helping business owners in six or seven different industries that have questions about all their personal finances. And the organizations that they work with, whether it be a purchasing cooperative or maybe a franchise, but a lot of the companies that they work with are trying hard to help them because they realize that a big part of their membership is baby boomers in that 60 to 75 age bracket,
right?
And they're concerned about helping them. So we help them with all the financial questions. I can't help you run your retail store or whatever kind of business you have, but I can help you with all the outside financial questions.
What's the biggest mistake
we've been
seeing
doing
people
it for
making?
45 years.
What do you see, Gary? The biggest mistake people are making that you, when you first approach them, when they approach you, I should say, and you get started, what is the biggest mistake that you see them having either made or not having prepared for?
Well, I don't know that I would call it a mistake, but the problem that business owners have is that they don't understand all this complicated financial stuff. Mm-hmm. They understand how to sell products or how to provide services to their customers. They know how to take great care of their customers. They know how to train their employees to provide great service. You know, but they're not sure, what's the difference between an S-Corp and a C-Corp?
Right.
I'm going to sell my company in a year or two. What should I be? Should I be an LLC?
That's hard for me to imagine that people have operated a business that long and still not know that. That seems odd to me.
It's the way it is. They just keep.
I believe you. I believe you, but you got to admit that's not right. Uh-huh. Let me ask you this question: how many of them that you see don't produce regular financial statements when they're ready to sell?
They don't know how to produce a regular financial statement for a buyer. They let the accountant prepare what's normal, and for most corporations, normal is a tax return once a year that goes
right.
to the IRS
right.
and
Big
the state
mistake.
That they live in.
Yep.
They also prepare a profit and loss statement and a balance sheet, but they don't really pay attention to what's in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I get all the guys that work there with me will get 100 to 150, maybe 175 corporations that we help transition every
right.
year. And we're looking at their profit and loss statements and their balance sheets, and there's things on there, like there may be a loan listed on the balance sheet as a liability that they paid off 5 years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
They just never bothered to take it
so
off.
So, folks,
the paper.
These are some of the things that Gary's seeing out there. When you're selling, if you're thinking about selling your business, there are a lot of more things that you've got to take care of. You can't presume that the business you've been operating is going to be sellable the way you're sitting in it right now. So that's the reason why you need help from people like Gary and others to get you set up right. And so we're going to talk some more. We're going to change the subject a little bit on the other side of the break and talk about the tax bill. How's that affecting your small business? It includes selling it.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.